When transitioning from military service to the civilian work world, veterans face a significant culture gap, an entirely new work environment with new norms and new expectations. Career transition is challenging and may lead to extended periods of unemployment and high rates of underemployment. There was a period of time, and in my world it still exists, where hiring someone just out of the military is a great hire. They come with a variety of skills that not all of us have. Well, there's a book now called Military Career Transition: Insights from the Employer Side of the Desk. And our guest has written this new book on how to help veterans transition from the military into civilian life. It's William Bill Kiefer. Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Good morning, Paul W. How are you today?
I am excellent, thank you, all things considered. And I'm interested in finding what you have found from the other side of the desk and understanding the employer's perspective as one of the biggest challenges for transitioning service members and one of the least discussed. We've never discussed it here.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the opportunity to mention that. You know, several years ago, 22 years ago, actually, I transitioned from the military myself, and I had no idea what I was getting into and, quite frankly, no idea how to do what I needed to do. Over the next 22 years, I spent time as an HR and talent management leader in large, complex global companies, and I noticed that employers are always looking for great talent, and military veterans are great talent that are always looking for opportunity. And there was just this big swing and a miss. I thought, you know what, somehow, some way, having experience on both sides of that bridge, I needed to close the gap. So, and that led to the book that we have today.
With some useful vignettes, some practical advice, and best practices to bridge the gap between the military and the corporate world, I presume, Bill, that for many leaving the military with its much organized way of doing things by the book and a certain way to do it is the right way, that one of the first things someone coming out of the military and going into the real world now, or the regular world, or call it what you will, is just kind of how loose everything might be and maybe even seeming to them as disorganized.
Certainly an issue, and it brings up a couple of interesting points that I think when military veterans realize their capability, they can leverage and do some great things. Certainly many organizations are very organized, but by and large, not quite so much, and certainly not in the way that the military is. But our military operates in sometimes very discontinuous and maybe sometimes erratic environments, and our military veterans get highly skilled at being able to do their job well in dangerous, difficult, and ever-changing environments. So if we can bring that point out in our veterans and say, you know, the new world is different, but you've got some great capability, let's figure out how to identify it and leverage it against this new, different world that you haven't yet experienced. Great capability, just a matter of realization and understanding how to apply that experience.
Your book is organized into, five highly interrelated topics. If you could give us just a little taste of each of those five sections.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the sections try to follow a logical flow where, you know, I want to start by kind of setting the stage for the reader, the veteran reader especially, says, you know, here's generally what goes on in the business environment. And it's quite broad because, you know, every organization is different. You know, it's things like, we exist to get some work done. You know, we have a mission and we need people that are going to add value to what we're doing and can do the work we need done. It's just things about understanding that organizations have a life cycle in each of these phases of the organizational lifestyle. Need different things. We then move on to culture and understanding that the culture in the civilian work world is a bit different than the military. You know, 93% of the population never served in uniform. And right. In the civilian world, by and large, there really aren't uniforms. And while that sounds like maybe a little bit of a small issue or humorous kind of a difference, it really does play out or impact how decision-making and interaction between people plays out. The sense of purpose, the focus on individuals versus the team, career management, so many other things culturally are different in the civilian world. The next section we talk about is transition, because oftentimes folks want to go from where they are today and just magically land in some new job. But between those two things is this whole transition period. And I think it's important for our military veterans to understand that it is a thing unto itself, and that you got to get used to and understand and capable of handling the environment, the people, the new processes, and understand not just what they are, but how they can help. The next piece we talk about is networking. And I like to say that, you know what, if you want to do new work, your now work is to network. So we want to get our military veterans to understand it's good to get out and talk to people. It's essential to get out and network and let people know who you are and what you're bringing to the table. And then the final section talks about talent acquisition and recruiting and interviewing and some practical tips on how to succeed, what to expect and how to succeed for all of that.
Well, it obviously is targeting military veterans, but the content seems to be pretty good for all employers, HR leaders, and others in career transition.
Oh, well, thank you. Yes, actually it does. You know, most of the vignettes and the stories and the context that I wrote it in are focused on the military, but many of the lessons of the 151 insights, the vast majority, would be applicable to anyone in career transition, and quite frankly, would be value-adding for HR leaders, hiring managers, employers, et cetera, to understand and get a picture of. Because it helps them, I think, understand the target employment market that they're trying to get to join their business.
Well, it certainly seems that people are agreeing with you in that it has debuted as the number one new release on Amazon's job hunting book category. It's called Military Career Transition, Insights from the Employer Side of the Desk, and it's written by our guest, William Bill Kiefer, with this new book on how to help veterans transition from the military into civilian life, something we don't really talk about very much, but we need to. And yes, military veterans still, in so many categories, make excellent hires because of the skills they have acquired in the military. But there are some things they need to know. And Bill, you've helped us understand some of those things.
Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it. I think it's an important message, and I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you this morning.
Well, we appreciate the help. William Bill Kiefer, the book is on sale now on Amazon. $19.99. It's also available as an ebook at $14.99. Again, the book is Military Career Transition, Insights from the Employer Side of the Desk, and it's good for a lot of people, not just the military. A nice gift, I think, for some.